This is John Calipari, head basketball coach for the University of Kentucky. Welcome to one of our Commonwealth's most treasured traditions, filled with colorful pageantry, remarkable speed, and stunning surprises. It's the first jewel of horse racing's Triple Crown on 84 WHAS.
It's Derby Day 138. 84 WHAS is proud to bring you live coverage, a service of United Dynamics PermaDrive. Our full 84 WHAS broadcast crew is standing by to keep you updated throughout the day. Now from our Derby Day Broadcast Center at historic Churchill Downs, here are your hosts for Derby Day 138, Tony Cruz and Paul Rogers.
And welcome to Churchill Downs, everyone. Paul Rogers with Tony Cruz as we get ready for the 138th running of the Kentucky Derby. Hopefully, we're going to have a fast track, and in all likelihood, we will. After all, Churchill Downs racetrack does dry out very quickly. After the storms last night, they sealed the track beforehand. The tractors are going over it now, and it will be drying out throughout the day if we don't get any more rain. And it looks like the chances are good for a fast racetrack come Kentucky Derby time.
Hey, Terry Myers has a NFL Hall of Famer with him, Terry.
Terry Bradshaw is at the Kentucky Derby. We saw you back at the Barns earlier this week. You like hanging out there with the trainers?
Yeah, I do. I like it. I enjoy it.
You've been interested in the horse business for a long time?
Started a little partnership with Steve Davison, who just bought the Ragusan Report. And he and I ran a horse called Mission Impossible 3 years ago here at the Derby.
We love this business. Now, the Fox 25th anniversary special I just had.
Yeah.
You were riding a horse on there. How often do you actually ride one?
Not at all.
Were you scared?
No. I had used to rope, but then had too many back surgeries, and it hurts. And yeah. So I never get on one. Used to, not at all, not once.
Every guy who's ever roped and ridden those had broken a bone that way. Did you go through that once
actually
or twice?
Actually got drugged by a horse. You believe that?
Oh, my gosh.
Broke that tooth, shattered my elbow, broke three ribs, and played the... This was on Monday and played Sunday.
Well,
amazing.
Yeah, well, you did all that through football all those years.
Did all that
too,
through painkillers.
We'll also be joined right now with Ron and Mel. See what's going on with their world.
As of the CBS sitcom Two Broke Girls, we'll know Jonathan Kite. He's here with us. Welcome to Louisville.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm having a wonderful time.
Well, it's so funny because if you watch the show and if you were here right now, you'd be like, he looks different.
The facial hair, the suit, the fact that I'm not wearing a hairnet on my chest as a shirt.
There is that, yes,
yeah.
Yes.
The fact that I'm not wearing Zumba pants.
And we'd like to thank you for that. Yeah.
And if you venture out into the infield, you'll see some more fashions like that.
But,
and some even worse, I think.
The sweatpants?
Oh, yes.
Some of them are pantless.
Oh, yeah. Some of them are just in diapers.
Yes. Sadly, yes.
The horses and them can crap anywhere, I guess, today. Because there's people picking up. This is the day to do it.
Now, as far as horse racing goes, are you into that? Kind of pick by name? How do you work?
I like horse racing. I like the movies that have come out. I watch... I've been to the track. I'm from Illinois. So we have Arlington Racetrack there. And Santa Ana. I live out in California right now.
Sure.
So I've been to the track a lot. I wouldn't say I'm there every day, but I just enjoy it. I think it's, I really like the tradition.
Do you have an early pick yet?
No, I think I'm sitting with a couple poker players, so I'll probably go in with them. They seem
Stick
to know
with the poker
exactly.
Players.
They seem
they
to know a little bit more about gambling than I do.
Well, welcome to town.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. It's so nice to meet you.
It's Jonathan Kite, and it's Ron and Mel on the Derby Station, 84 WHAS.
Let's check in with Dick Gabriel, who's down at the paddock where the horses just left, and I'm sure you have examined them with your keen, trained eye and have come up with 100-1 winner we can all cash in on and go home happy with. Dick.
Yeah, but I'm going to keep it to myself. I'll keep it to myself and make it a learning experience for everybody. No, I wish. Like I said, Gus is the guy who's cashing down here, but not me.
We'll head over to Cindy Sullivan and see who she's talking to and what's going on.
I have to say I've seen many things Derby Day, but I have never seen a pair like this one. This is an interesting couple. I want to say cowboy and Indian, but you guys describe yourselves.
Well, I'm the infield cowboy. I'm wearing a lovely pair of corduroy chaps that my friend's mom kindly cut the back out of. So my red underwear kind of showing through. I've got a custom-made vest on and a 55-gallon foam cowboy hat. Looking pretty good today. Sporting it nicely.
And your name and where you're from?
My name's Jesse, and I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
And your buddy over here?
Hi, I'm Jay, and I'm from Pittsburgh also. I'm dressed as the chief of the infield. I have a headdress that started the day about 7 feet long, and I've since cut it off because I now understand what it's like for a woman with long hair. This is horrible, so I keep cutting feathers off as we go. My headdress sits about 18 inches above my head. Other than that, I have a bone breastplate, a vest made out of some type of very hot corduroy material. It is adorned to make it personalized, though. I have a Penn State symbol because I went to Penn State. Just some lettering. And of course, I'm wearing a loincloth. And due to local laws on indecent exposure, I am wearing something underneath the loincloth. But, you know, we got to keep it classy, Louisville.
Keep it classy. You're wearing Speedos that are showing. Really? Well, you guys have a great time. It's so entertaining to chat with you. And best of luck. Hope you have winners all day long.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thanks a lot, Cindy.
Oh, my gosh. This is Cindy Sullivan for your Derby Station 84 WHAS.
Denton Randall is out in his shorts, and he's feeling good in this humidity. Denton, what do you have?
Talking to a horseman. How do I know that he's a horseman? Because he is wearing an exquisite cowboy hat. He's from Mississippi, and his name is?
Larry Hall.
Hi, Larry. Have you been to Derby before?
I haven't been to Derby. I've been to Churchill Downs, but this is my first trip for the Derby.
Yeah, what finally persuaded you to want to come?
We had a little trip from the casino there in Mississippi, and they brought us out here on a little fun day.
So was it a successful visit to the casino?
Well, that's yet to be known, you know. So far, it's not going that well, but, you know, things are going to change.
So so far, you're having a good time here at the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, it's been great. We're just getting around and really enjoying a lot of nice things going on here.
Yeah. So I identified you as a horseman. Are you, in fact, a horse owner or a horse player? Or?
Yeah, a little bit of all. Just pretty much retired, except for the trail riding now. Got too old for all the other stuff.
Yeah? Do you ever take a fall off a horse?
Many of them.
You know what they say about horses? One end bites and one end kicks.
That's true. Yep. That's true.
All right, so Mr. Horseman, you got a Derby pick for us?
I really like Gemologist to win, but the Union Rags, I have a friend of mine that has ownership of that horse, and I kind of pull in for him with my heart. You know?
Well, thanks for your time. Have a great time today.
Thank you very much.
Denton Randall on the Derby Station 84 WHAS.
You know, I was saying about that kicking part. Every time I walk in the backside of Churchill Downs, I don't know about you, Paul, but when they're washing down a horse, cleaning up a horse, or they're just getting him ready to go out, I never get behind one. I've got a little freak factor there that I'm get a little nervous.
Yeah, I'm always very respectful of horses' rear end. I tend to give it plenty of distance. A man who knows where to walk around the horses on the back stretch is Lachlan McLean. He's been hanging out there today. What's the latest, Lach?
Yeah, guys, and you don't not only have to worry about their rear end, but what comes out of their rear end. Look where you're stepping on the backside as well. So
you got to wear boots back there, brother.
That's true. I got the sneakers on today, though. I'm okay. Although the ladies,
really?
The look for the ladies seems to be the sundresses and boots, which is not bad. We'll take it back here.
Let's check in with Mandy Connell, see where she is and with whom.
So looking around at some shady characters, I found some very distinguished-looking gentlemen, and they happen to be from Cleveland. You know Cleveland rocks.
Cleveland does rock.
What's your name?
Marcus.
Jerry.
Now, where? What is this your first Derby?
Fifth.
What? Your first? Has he told you about how great it is, and you decided you're finally going to do it?
Yes, he has.
Now, why do you keep coming back?
Well, I was first coming back because of the inappropriateness on the infield, but now I'm coming here because I'm a little more professional, so I wanted to experience not in the infield.
I was going to say, you guys are dressed quite nattily, so you don't really need to go to the infield today. Are you disappointed that you're not going to see out-of-shape women flash their boobs?
Mildly.
If you get some binoculars, you can see it from the grandstand.
Okay, perfect.
Now, do you have grandstand seats this year?
We do, and, you know, he anticipated seeing, you know, the oatmeal in the tube sock, and unfortunately, it's not going to work out this year.
You know why that's funny? Because it's true. It's totally true.
It's the absolute truth.
That one, you're going to have to fill me in on the oatmeal in the tube sock.
Yeah, you don't want to know. Just let it go. Let it go.
No.
Now, have you guys already picked your Derby pick?
Daddy Long Legs.
I'm pretty sure I have the lock of the day.
What is that?
It's Gemologist.
Well, guys, enjoy your stay in Louisville. Enjoy your first Derby. Enjoy your fifth Derby. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
For the Derby Station, I'm Mandy Connell for 84 WHAS.
Derby. Trinneberg came out beautifully right from the middle of the track where he wants to go. There comes Gemologist from the outside. Bodemeister is full of early run. And Daddy Longlegs from the number one post got away just fine as they round the turn after a swift three quarters and 109.9. And it's Bodemeister still leading it, chased by Trinneberg. Bodemeister up by two. Trinneberg is second. Hansen races in third. Creative Cause moving on the outside, but Bodemeister, just like the Arkansas Derby, way out in front of everybody. Can he hold it for another 3/16 of a mile? Bodemeister is there with I'll Have Another in second. Creative Cause is third. Hansen holding in fourth. And coming late is Doulahan. And now they're closing in. They're getting close to Bodemeister. 16th to go. Bodemeister is passed by I'll Have Another. I'll Have Another goes by. And we come to the wire, and I'll Have Another wins it.